8:02. Call the Public Works Committee meeting to order. All members and appropriate staff are present, and the press and public were duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First on the agenda is approval of the previous minutes from the previous meeting, October 3rd.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Citizens' comments? Anything? No? Okay. Department reports. Do you just want to do a quick little...
I could just give you the quick numbers, and I don't have access to BS&A yet.
Okay.
So to get the budget numbers, but garbage collection for last month was 195.21 tons. That's up 30 tons from the previous year. Yard debris was 240.35 tons. That's up 100 tons from the previous year. We took a half a ton of tires that we just... something that they don't want you to do, but over time, if you see tires on the road, it's a deterrent. I try not to pick it up, but sooner or later, it becomes an eyesore. You got to pick it up. Mm-hmm. So we had to take a special truck over there. That was a half a ton of tires. And then C&D was 46.61 tons, which is up 15 tons over the previous year.
Wow. Okay.
And I'll defer the Robert's report and let him talk about that.
All right.
Okay. Just for the buildings, we've got the roof repaired that's going to go on City Hall here shortly, along with an inspection. We've just been working on some of the preventative maintenance for this building also. Down at Front Beach, we've winterized two of the showers and left two that are currently running for those warmer days. We've removed and replaced and painted a bunch of the benches at Front Beach that were rusting and kind of getting that ready for when we start doing the landscape improvements. As far as drainage, we're still working on with SCDOT on 2nd Ave and Charleston Boulevard. Also been with all the meetings for all the outfall improvements, Wild Dunes Golf Course, met with them, Thomas and Hutton, and then we also have a repair that's going to be done by Charleston County on two sinkholes that were down on 25th Avenue. That should be happening this week. We started with the beach path clearing. That's more than half done throughout the whole island. We've also had the plant palm program. There's six new trees. Some were replaced, some were added. Also with the landscaping lighting improvements, met with the greenery and also received other quotes for lighting, just to see how the greenery's our landscaper, citywide landscaper, just to see where their numbers fell. And just the monthly testing for the underground storage tanks.
Quick question, do we have a timeline for the Front Beach for the landscaping?
Yes, I spoke to them. They're about a month out with their installation crew. I was trying to coordinate the Carmen R. Bunch Park and kind of bringing that straight, you know, whatever improvements, bringing that straight down into Front Beach. So today I see that we're getting a little bit of an update on that. But yeah, they're basically in place. We can have them come in and give a little presentation of what they plan on doing. I think at this point we need to get some more function. If we do it in phases, I believe we got to do function before we do the beautification, as far as just adding flowering bushes, because we've got irrigation lines that are hanging out there, electrical lines,
right.
Just a lot of trip hazards, and our lighting is kind of non-existent.
For the tree lighting, will it help?
Yeah, well, what we discussed for those, they're actually ring lights that go in the palm trees, so you can light them up and down, and they're off the cement sidewalk where they would get broken. And then they could be changed out if we decide not to do the holiday lights the way they are. They can just, they have a way to switch them so they could glow red and green for Christmas. Or
I mean,
whatever.
Will some landscaping be redone and look better for the tree lighting?
Well, they did all the flowers, mm-hmm. so, and then they actually lowered, we had them lower all the beds because the beds mm-hmm. were kind of like falling over into the street, so they brought those down as far as they could because the crepe myrtles are still in those beds. So it's on the radar for the festival. I told them to make sure everything looks clean, but as far as like doing any improvements, as far as, you know, what we have going on down there, as far as bushes, that
right.
wouldn't be done mm-hmm. before.
Okay.
Before
we
that.
Need to do the irrigation
yeah.
and
light.
Right, yeah, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
Because we've always gone, I think, to trying to make it look pretty before it actually functions.
Yeah.
That's why
like
it doesn't
said,
last.
Right.
Yeah, we've only got, I think, two out of those well lights, or maybe four, out of the whole strip that even work on.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Down
yeah.
Yeah, Front Beach, so they're just all broken.
Well, yeah, so I had actually heard from Howard who that he would often come across like broken bulbs.
Yeah,
and
well, what they did is
the
those were aluminum casings on those, and they don't hold up in the salt air. So
mm-hmm.
as soon as they just corrode and somebody kicks them, they fall. I pulled up a dozen of them.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that, so it sounds like we have a better plan.
Yeah, we do have a plan. It's just as far as I really felt like if we can kind of work from the park forward while we have them here.
Yeah.
And season kind of just started, and then we do have, I didn't want them to kind of have this going on while we have the Christmas festival.
Right.
So I believe if we can lock them down right after that, and we'll discuss it some more, maybe have
yeah.
a presentation of what they want to do around the palm trees. Mm-hmm. And
that's perfect timing.
Beware of the lowest bidder. If the city's
yes.
going to do something, do it quality right.
Yes.
Don't cheap it out.
Well,
that's what we did last time, and that's why we're here.
You end up spending more
right.
money.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned lighting. SC&G had a program where they had a grant we could apply $75,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 years I've been on council, we haven't taken advantage of that. It also accumulates up to, I think, about $500,000 and you're capped off.
Mm-hmm.
So you could miss several years and then go in and do a lighting project or possibly an electric project. There's two questions. One, does Dominion Electric honor the past
yeah.
opportunity, or are they going to continue that program? Or two, if they're going to continue that program or something similar, do we want to come up and apply for something?
Right.
I would recommend and encourage you. You mentioned the Brunch Park.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting is key to safety in a local government, especially
yes.
in a park environment.
Yeah.
So has anybody considered lighting there? Should the future council consider it? Staff recommend it? There's an opportunity for funding, potentially. And we should know what the status of that is, because
mm-hmm.
it's money that's there, not to mention perhaps some replacements and improvements at Front Beach or elsewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Can you elaborate a little bit? That's SC&G previously, and we're hoping Dominion offers funding for specifically what? It's a
lighting.
Non-standard
service
clause that they have where they allocate some funding for municipalities. That funding has to be matched 50-50, and the city took advantage of that when
the other lights were put in down
yeah. at Front Beach.
Okay.
Just for lighting and public
decorative
places.
Mm-hmm, decorative lighting, and we've also talked about maybe that being an opportunity for increasing lighting at the municipal parking lot. But yes,
okay.
That is, in the city typically budgets every year $75,000 for a matching grant. So we can definitely take a look at that before the end of the fiscal year.
I just have one other comment. Definitely consider solar lighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. For
that would be good.
All these projects.
Okay. Yeah.
It works so well, and
okay.
we, you know, are lucky that we.
Mm-hmm.
get so much sun, you know, that it works.
We definitely need to be a leader in turning people towards considering green energy, and
okay.
solar
so,
is perfect for here.
Yeah,
so
I think that should be.
So given that topic, does staff want to take on a long-term project of trying to get the city LEED certified?
Oh, I think that would be fantastic.
I think that that is
definitely.
Yeah.
I think that it's definitely something worth discussing and considering. Yeah. I guess what steps we need to take. Yes. That would be a very bold approach that I'm sure that staff would support.
A good goal. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's doable.
I will say that the public safety building, it's being replaced with all LED. So, see? Already ahead of you, Ted.
All right, I'm going to move on to
just
old
to
business.
Just to make one distinction. So, you know, LEED certified versus LED. Okay.
I know.
Update on phase 3 drainage project and small internal projects.
So the design work is in process for the small drainage projects. They have been out this past month collecting topographical and geotechnical information that's going to be the basis of their design.
Mm-hmm.
We sent out letters to all of the residents around those areas, just letting them know that, you know, what's going on and if they need access to those drainage ditches in through their property to allow them, and we haven't had any issue on that. On the phase 3 drainage project, like Robert indicated earlier, staff has met with the Water and Sewer Commission to discuss potential conflicts of water and sewer lines. Also met with Wild Dunes because one of the outfalls actually crosses over the golf course, and trying to identify, you know, our current easement. Do we need to expand that easement to allow proper access for future maintenance? Also met with OCRM up in North Charleston to discuss permitting and potential mitigation efforts. We should have a response in the next few weeks about the how comprehensive the mitigation needs to be. We also talked about where OCRM is going to determine their jurisdiction lines, and that is very key mm-hmm. to where the critical area starts and ends and where mitigation might be necessary. So we don't know yet, but we have had really good meetings and progress on that end.
When do they think they can let, I mean, like 6 months, 8 months, 3 months?
4.
Letting you know what the
We should know in a few weeks.
And did they say how long it'll take for permitting? Have they given you any?
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be a year, or it could be.
And the thing is, it's both the Army Corps and OCRM
have to
work together. They have, I mean, drainage improvements is something that every municipality is dealing with, so they are feeling
just
a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And, you know, responding to these permit applications quicker, and also there's a lot of impetus for them to work with the Army Corps concurrently, so that we don't go through long process with OCRM and then go to the Army Corps and say, well, we need to mitigate it. So they're, you know, it's sort of a very delicate dance between those agencies, but they are, they talk a lot about how they're trying to improve and improve that process, because
that's
they
good.
Are getting a lot of pressure from, you know, people up from, you know, Columbia
who want
drainage projects approved.
Right.
Okay, good. That's good. And so one other question on this. The small internal projects, I know they've been doing all the engineering and study. And is Thomas and Hutton actually going to oversee the project as well? Like, is that...
That's not part of the scope.
Okay.
Overseeing the
okay.
the work.
So that's next.
Mm-hmm.
That'll have
that would
to
be
be
next
awarded
step.
Next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just couldn't remember mm-hmm. if we had done
no.
those
could
steps.
They can.
They can absolutely.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
just we haven't gotten to that
to that point yet.
Okay.
So that would be in 2020, sort of
early 2020.
Early 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have any other questions on phase 3? Next, B, update on IOP connector and Palm Boulevard sidewalk expansion project.
So we executed the agreement of basically giving them authority or allowing them to do work in our property. The request for bids is out, and the deadline for those proposals is early December. I believe it's either the 4th or the 6th. After that, they will, depending on the amount, and this is pretty much the same for this for the other project on Ocean Boulevard, depending on how the bids come back, they City Council has already, their Charleston County City Council has already approved an expenditure associated with that project. If it's that number or above, they don't have to go back to county council for final approval. So the document, the bid documents and the agreement that was distributed to interested contractors said that the project has to be completed within 60 days of the notice to proceed or before March 1st.
Good.
So that's I guess the timeline on that, and a lot will depend how quick these can start working will depend on how the bids come back. But they're really good at working on estimates and budgeting according to those estimates. So I don't think that, it might not be an issue, but we don't know until those bids come back.
I think it's been educational for me that this request for this money was like almost 2 years ago that we approved our request, and just to know that that's
how
what
long?
You can expect in terms of getting it done mm-hmm. when you go through this process.
Yeah.
Which is a little disheartening.
That's actually
good.
Well,
2 years is good?
I mean, that's how long it takes to get, and it's unbelievable.
Okay.
Actually, I will say this one has been one of the quickest ones.
Oh.
I mean, even the sidewalk.
I totally agree.
Yeah, the sidewalk at the rec center, that was like 4 or 5 years.
Well, the sidewalk was actually another that was pretty.
But I mean, when we started, thinking,
and a lot has to do with
lower your expectations.
I will say a lot has to do with our own limitations because we don't want to have any road work done in the summer. Our availability too. We could have started this project last summer.
Okay.
But
it's partly a timing.
It would have been
issue. I just don't understand. We decide that request in like January,
mm-hmm.
and you wait around for a year until you find out whether they're actually going to approve
awarded.
It. That's the delay piece that I think mm-hmm. is unnecessary. But so, I'm glad for us to be doing the project.
So here's the...
Count your blessings.
Here's the strategic approach, given what you just described. If the city had a master plan, you don't stop one project and start another. You line them up and you queue them up. So you might get this started in the next calendar year, but you've already applied and prepared that an application's in process, so when that's finished, you can continue again. But you got to think strategically and line these things up and do some serious longer-term planning.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Then it might not feel as bad.
Mm-hmm.
it might.
Like we're moving on.
But it might. Okay. So now let's talk about the Waterway Boulevard multi-use path.
Well, unfortunately, the awards for those projects was released early this month or late October. We were not awarded.
That's a perfect segue.
Right.
Been waiting for that for 2 years too, and
since January
we delayed it because we thought we would be in a better mm-hmm. position to get that money mm-hmm. if we did the study, which we did the study,
mm-hmm.
and then they denied it.
Yeah.
Even though they worked with us on the study.
Yes, they awarded a lot of other projects. I guess that maybe had been requested for a longer time. They also had projects that need to be continued, and oftentimes those projects take priority over funding because they've already started them. Mm-hmm. So, I will say, like, in counting our blessings, I think that we have been very looked at favorably with the CTC and TST.
Right.
You know, they allocated funding for phase two drainage. We have, I think,
right.
$400,000 off of that, the sidewalk.
For
phase two, no.
What about three? Have we?
We will be submitting for phase three.
Good.
Which is we're not in the design phase.
Right. Okay. Just.
But the good news is that we have a contingency in the budget for this very
possibility. For FY21.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
Well, the other approach to consider in the future is don't put all your eggs in one basket. Getting these approvals is a slimmer chance than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So apply to multiple places. So you create more opportunities to have and achieve your goal.
Well, I think that at this point we have it in the budget for this very reason, because we want to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I'm talking about
other grants.
I mean, that's a good
in
point.
The future,
other grants.
Multiple places. Don't assume, even with the best partner,
mm-hmm.
that the funding's going to be there. There are too many variables that could happen that you won't get funded.
Mm-hmm.
Morning crew. All right.
Okay. So Ocean Boulevard, we really touched on that already. The cross pipe mm-hmm. culverts.
Yes, so that project again also on out for
county.
RFP county yeah, through the county, and that is a project that's partially being funded by the city's stormwater fee
mm-hmm.
that this year recently went up from 48 to 72.
Mm-hmm.
So we're funding the materials for that project, and FEMA is going to be funding the actual construction and everything else associated with that project. So if the bids come out under $100,000 by mid-December, which the bids are expected to come in, they're going to award it, and we could have, our plan is to have the pre-bid meeting in January.
And how long will that project take, roughly?
60 days as well.
Wow, that's
yeah.
okay. That's long.
And that's with contingencies. I don't
so
think
maybe 90.
No. You know what? Yes.
Okay. I just want to point out that phase two drainage took 12 years.
Oh
just
gosh.
Don't forget that.
Just
12
just
years.
Just double all estimates.
Double
right.
Everything.
Yeah.
Feel better about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Lower the bar, Susan.
Yeah. These are six pipe culverts that are going to be replaced between first and third ocean.
Okay.
Just so you know, and Desiree, I'm not sure that you're aware, the initial cost for one crossover
mm-hmm.
was $52,000. So times six
mm-hmm.
is more than $100,000.
Yeah, way more.
Wait, for our cost?
No,
the
no.
The total cost of that project. Just
that's why I
putting
yeah.
that out there.
So, but
and
our
that
piece
was,
of it's a small.
$25,000.
That was during Joaquin when
right.
I got that estimate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
that's a long,
long
time ago.
How long ago that was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and they need some relief down there bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
This is another project that we delayed until this
till the winter.
Cause we don't want to have
yeah.
any work done in this.
Okay. Well, that will be good news for that area when it's done.
Yeah, when it's finished. Okay. All right. E, Ted, this was put on for you. Discussion of questions related to the Isle of Palms Water and Sewer Commission becoming a department of the city. Discuss?
It's not a discussion. I asked a series of questions at the last Ways and Means Committee almost a month ago for you and the mayor to address this so we could review those answers.
So my answer is I think we've placed some new people on the commission, and I think at this point we have to see, you know, once they get in there, what their feeling is and how they want to approach the Water and Sewer Commission.
That doesn't address the questions. So perhaps you and the mayor can see that the questions are addressed for next week's Ways and Means Committee meeting.
Okay.
Since they're not prepared for this meeting. I don't understand how a member of council can ask a question of the mayor and by virtue of that, the chairperson of a committee and not be responded to. If this is the way we're operating things, this does not bode well for the future for the city. So you've got a few days. I suspect we haven't received a response from the mayor.
No.
Cheers.
Well, I mean, I...
Obviously, the most important issue and health and safety issue, economic issue of the island is not being addressed or realized, and that baffles me and should baffle every city and every one of you.
The sewer.
And council.
And I...
All the issues associated with sewer.
Okay.
Yep, which were addressed, and perhaps you want to review those minutes, or those minutes should be sent to the mayor and those questions.
Okay. All right, well, I feel like at this point, you know, I have several weeks left. That's it. So that I'm feeling like I'm fairly a lame duck and not going to be very effective with any of this. So I've sort of, to be perfectly honest, thrown my hands up and let the Water and Sewer Commission at this point They have all these new members, let them find their way and see what they come up with. That's kind of where I am.
That's a bigger policy issue. That does not reflect questions that were asked 4 weeks ago. And your opportunity as chairperson would have been to go to the mayor and respond to those questions that the citizens should know the answers to. And I would think all of you would want to.
Okay. Do you have any comments?
Just that while I did not join your vote previously in regard to pushing for Isle of Palms Water Sewer to become a department of the city, I am open to that conversation and would like more information about it. That would be.
Let me ask that the administrator and the clerk provide the questions that were asked at the Ways and Means Committee to the chairwoman and to the mayor to let them be responsive to next week's meeting.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to have the same discussion in a public forum, and I'm going to ask why we didn't receive the answers today, and I'd rather you all not have egg on your face next week. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that? Okay. Under new business, consideration of an ordinance to ban smoking on the beach. Deja vu all over again.
First, could I ask that we suspend the rules and allow, I believe we have a citizen who was unable to get here earlier but has comments prepared to share with us.
Sure.
No way are we going to allow that.
Motion to suspend. Come on
I
up.
I apologize.
That's all right, Kelly.
Guys,
oh, I need a second on that.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, come.
Aye.
Please.
Okay.
All right. So, thank you, Kelly Thorvaldson, South Carolina Aquarium. I was at the meeting where the ban was not voted in favor of, and I understand council's hesitance to enact such a sweeping ban across public spaces of the island and beachfront. I think we can all agree that beachfront smoking and the sheer number of cigarettes that are showing up on the beach week after week after week is probably a little bit more of a concern. And so in an effort to move forward with something, I would ask that you consider a beachfront smoking ban. That would really be a great compromise, I think, for the smokers that live here on the island and that come to the island, so they do have a place to smoke. But beachfront is not where it should be. And I just want to say, I really quickly, I got home from a work trip last night at like 8, but I pulled some quick numbers on the data. It's not just the Isle of Palms cleanup crew out there cleaning up. There are a lot of groups that really want to be part of the solution around litter and around sea turtles and other wildlife being affected by this litter. And Isle of Palms cleanup crew, I've been out there a lot of times. There are families. I mean, there are a lot of adults, but a lot of kids too. But I just want to say there are children out here on our beaches picking up these cigarette butts. There was on September 21st, American Heritage Girls, a Girl Scout group, was out. And they picked up, in just 4 blocks of beach, 99 cigarettes of only 230 total items. On September the 19th, 2 homeschool families were picked up 46 cigarette butts of 118 items. So it is the vast majority of the litter that's being picked up. And we know that. I mean, this is data. But also there was a group of 500 from a church conference that came through. I didn't write the date down. But that was, we know that this public area of the beach is the most common for our visitors and for where these cigarette butts are going to be. And that's where the efforts are tending to hit. But this, because there were so many, this group of 500 were sweeping from Breach Inlet all the way to Lynx Course in Wild Dunes, so the entire beach. And there were cigarette butts. Yes, there were more in the more public areas, like Coconut Joe's to 9th and Coconut Joe's to the park, 423 in an hour. Coconut Joe's was 287 in an hour. Grand Pavilion, 161. You guys, a total in an hour, 1,455 cigarette butts were picked up across beach. But even the more residential, the least visited, had plenty. 77, 47, 132, 61. They're every single sweep spot had lots of cigarette butts. So it's not just the public spaces that are getting these cigarette butts. So that's over 1,400 in a little over 6,000 total debris. So it's a big chunk, and these kids are out there picking up these cigarettes. I would just encourage you all to consider a beachfront smoking ban. You took a leadership role in banning plastic bags years ago, and it really set the pace for other beachfront communities to take on these plastic issues and this plastic litter. And I think it would be amazing for you to step out and lead the way for this cigarette.
To coin a phrase, you had us at hello. Can I borrow your glasses?
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you
so much.
Okay. Discussion.
Well, I can kick it off.
All right. Susan, kick it off.
Segueing from that, the latest total of cigarette butts that volunteers have recorded collecting from Isle of Palms Beach for all of 2019, well, at least through October, is 14,000. And that's just what has been recorded being picked up. There's plenty of people who pick up that aren't included in that factor, and certainly there's plenty more cigarette butts that are out there that don't get picked up, that get swept out into the ocean or buried into the sand. And I'll just remind that cigarette butts have toxic chemicals in them that leach into our environment that are not healthy for people or for wildlife. But to recap, the addition of a beach smoking ban to our already existing ordinance on smoking in public places had a 4-4 stalemate vote on first reading at our last meeting, but I know would have passed had all the members of our committee been able to be there, especially because we unanimously voted in favor of those changes. So during discussion at the full council meeting in October, there was a suggestion that a better alternative could be to add cigarettes to the restrictions on plastic packaging and to-go items that people bring to the beach. That is going into effect already on January 1st. We've already passed that. But part of the rationale for adding cigarettes into that was that cigarette butts contain plastic filters, which is important to note. And I think that sentiment that maybe there was a different alternative way we could do this may have contributed to the fact that our first reading wound up in a 4-4 vote, that perhaps, maybe had we been able to really think about that seriously, our vote may have gone differently. Because while I thought after the vote that approach might be worth exploring, after talking with others and thinking it through, I think that would be the wrong way to go. First, an estimated 98% of cigarette filters contain plastic, but there is that 2% that do not. So that opens the door for smokers on the beach to claim that their cigarettes don't contain plastic filters. Second, this doesn't really fit right into the ordinance with plastic packaging items. With that ordinance, we are already asking people not to bring those items to the beach, but they're also restricted at point of sale for our commercial businesses. So, for example, the ordinance that began as a restriction on the use of plastic bags at checkout for retail establishments, we're taking that a step further and asking people not to bring those items to the beach. Same goes for plastic straws and polystyrene to-go boxes. We're both asking businesses not to provide them and then asking beachgoers to leave them behind when they go to the beach. But we have no intention of restricting the distribution of cigarettes in retail establishments. And so for all those reasons, cigarettes don't fit well in that ordinance. Finally, that approach would actually be, in theory, more restrictive to the smoker, because we would be telling people that they can't even bring cigarettes to the beach, not just that they can't smoke there, but they shouldn't have them on their person. And that just is, I don't think, is the way to go either. In comparison, the ban on smoking on the beach focuses on the act of smoking, an easily recognizable activity. That means we can expect compliance and self-policing, and as a result, less cigarette litter, as municipalities that have already established smoke-free beaches have found. This is a proven measure that people have taken and have found that they don't have to invest in enforcement because people understand that they can easily be seen smoking and thereby they don't do it. And many will just simply respect the law. And I'll reiterate that at least 317 beaches in the U.S., including three in South Carolina, are already smoke-free. And our neighbors on Sullivan's Island look ready to join their ranks. But I agree with our visitor that if we return this to full council, that an expansion of restrictions on smoking in public places should be focused solely on the beach. We don't need to complicate the issue and the messaging by including all city-owned properties. That would apply to the marina and also the city-owned stretch of Ocean Boulevard at Front Beach. We need to meet smokers in the middle by allowing them a place to smoke and providing with, while this doesn't have to be part of the ordinance, I would like to see us providing additional receptacles for cigarette butts on along that stretch of Ocean Boulevard. And maybe those receptacles themselves could include some messaging, so we're not adding signs, but including the messaging on the trash receptacle for promoting proper disposal. And so I would also like to recommend for our committee to recommend that we include a second reading of the ordinance in December, either at our special meeting or in a separate special meeting. And I'll note that while we don't usually do business beyond committee assignments in December, that last year we did hold a special budget workshop, so we sometimes do some business in December. And finally, I'll just say that this council has been working on this issue for 7 to 8 months. This council understands the history. This council was here to see Howard Hoag, our beach Santa, talk about the countless hours he spends picking up cigarette butts here and see the cigarette butts that he has collected. This council has slow-tracked this issue, not fast-tracked it, given it a proper vetting that went through two committees. And this council has had gotten the emails from both sides, studied the issue, and this council is the one that should be voting on it.
Okay.
Let me make some comments. I find it comical, and never should people be critical of someone that didn't cast a vote, but those that did cast it against your position. This came out of committee unanimously. The two committee members sit here and could have gotten it passed. Point the finger at those that voted against you, not at someone that wasn't present. And you have no idea, regardless of my position previously, or should this issue happen with any future member of council, how they would vote at the final meeting. Amendments could be drafted, new legal interpretations could be made. So it's completely outrageous that there'd be finger pointing at somebody who didn't cast a vote. Having said that, you need not dilute the position. If you feel that you have the votes, whip the votes, do your job before the meeting, and get it approved. And don't wait till December. Put it into next week's meeting. Now, this issue for me is less about trying to manage behavior, because trying to manage behavior is a loser. And who are we to manage anybody else's behavior? The issue is about litter. If you do your research, if you look into the information, you'll find, for example, the following that I'll read into the record. And Madam Chairman, you can use it if it's worthwhile to you, if you advocate next week's council meeting. It is no wonder that cigarette butts have drawn attention. The vast majority of the $5.6 trillion. And let's stop counting cigarette butts on the beach. We know it's a problem. It's a waste of energy. There are a lot of cigarette butts at the beach. It doesn't matter if there's 3,000 or 25,000. It's a problem. The vast majority of the 5.6 trillion manufactured worldwide each year come with filters made of cellulose acetate, a form of plastic that can take a decade or more to decompose. All right? A decade or more to decompose. If you don't do the entire beach, it doesn't matter if it's on 3rd Avenue or 49th, it's going to end up in the ocean and or it's going to accrete down one island, end of the island or the other. That was my comments, not this quote. As many as 2/3 of those filters are dumped irresponsibly each year. So of 5.6 trillion, as many as 2/3 are dumped irresponsibly each year, according to a study founded by the Cigarette Butt Foundation Project. So it's a problem. Take action. Bring it up at the next meeting, and let's be done with it. Thank you.
Well, I apologize for finger pointing.
You're not the only one. It's such an easy cop-out, it's absurd. But don't do it for future members, well, future members of council. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. It's not a problem. But let's address the issue.
Okay.
And well, talk to those that voted against your position. Don't talk to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, I am talking to everybody through this forum who may be listening to these comments. So I didn't necessarily think you needed persuasion. I wasn't finger pointing you. I was just noting that we weren't able to have our full council there. And I think that is
Let's focus on
important.
Getting the job done.
Yeah. And so, but the fact of the matter is we need 2 readings.
We have to have 2 readings.
To
so.
Of course.
Passed. Right.
So one of them can be at the
week.
Upcoming meeting. But I think if we want to have it on our December agenda, that we at this upcoming meeting also need to
request a special.
Request that it be included in our December meeting. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, request that be included and or as part of your report. If you want to report out again and have a vote from this committee, it would seem to me that it would be germane to your report. In a case it's not included by our leader, you could pursue it in that way. The only other advice I would give you is, knowing that people on this council have reversed their position from 1 week or 1 month to the next, you may want to get a reassurance of who is supportive and who isn't prior to the meeting.
Right. Yes.
That'll be my last bit of advice.
All right.
To
well,
the
do we have a motion?
But so I have a motion to approve or to recommendation of changing our already existing ordinance on public smoking restrictions to include the beachfront. But I don't know if we need to specifically deal with the city-owned properties.
That's up to the committee. You would
okay.
be...
I mean, do we, does that mean... Are we reintroducing...
Do you want to delete
correct.
That?
Yes.
You are reintroducing a new ordinance.
Reintroduce a new ordinance that simply targets beachfront smoking and restricts or bans
mm-hmm.
smoking
on
the
beach.
Beach.
Effective
January 1st, so that it can be folded into our messaging with other new changes to what's allowed on the beach in terms of packaging items. Even though they are distinct from each other, they can
right.
be introduced in to the public at the same time.
And the motion includes bringing it before council on November 19th?
Yes,
right.
for a first reading, and that we also ask full council to place it for second reading at the special meeting in December.
So we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? You're not going to second it? All right, I'll second it.
Okay, so...
Comments?
Does this... It seems like this dilutes the previous motion that we unanimously passed.
I will say that in thinking more about this and in talking with people like Kelly and other people, that it helps with the messaging. It makes it a clearer message about what we're talking about. If you tack in city-owned properties, that is difficult to succinctly explain, and I think also is difficult for us to really pretend to police in terms of it just, we're talking about the marina, we're talking about a stretch of Ocean Boulevard that most people don't recognize as city-owned. In fact, I would say that even amongst our own council, that might have been a surprise, or maybe not a surprise, but it's just not commonly known that that's city-owned property. The messaging on that, I think, becomes more difficult when our biggest and primary objective is eliminating cigarette litter from the beach, where it is most likely to impact wildlife, become part of the ocean. There are certainly things, and we could talk about problems with cigarette litter and other places, but let's just get this done and get it off the beach, where we have, you know, some of our biggest problems.
I'm less concerned with messaging as I am problem solving. And you do realize that cigarette butts that are in these other locations, especially when you talk about the marina, through stormwater and other means, ends up in the same body of water.
Yes, I agree it's a concern, and that is part of the reason why I'm suggesting that we have more receptacles and messaging about proper disposal in those places.
And I do think if we can get more receptacles everywhere, that would, you know, the marina, and but the marina has definitely reduced the area where people are allowed to smoke now to a one little section kind of over toward the Dewey's Ferry. So they, and I hope, I haven't even walked over there because it's like going into a smoking lounge, but I'm hoping they have receptacles over there. I don't know, do y'all
that would be provided by the marina manager.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But maybe we could ask him to.
So it's another cost we're putting on the private sector, and or it's another cost for the city.
Well, maybe we
for the city.
Offer.
I oppose this. You can pass it out 2-1. I support the previous recommendation, but I don't support this one.
Okay. But I do think the goal, you know, again, our goal is to try and keep a clean, safe, wonderful beach. That's what we're charged with, and I feel like this is something that we can try to do to make the beach safer, cleaner, better, a better experience for people coming for vacation. I do feel like it's the right thing to do.
And to your point, in talking with other members, I don't believe that if we do not take out the city-owned properties, I don't think that this will pass.
So you're going to lose votes from what you had a month ago?
Yes. Because, you know, to be honest, we did not have a full discussion of that fact in our committee. We did not discuss the city-owned properties fully when this came through our committee. It was not a key piece of the conversation.
No, but we talked about it.
I mean,
we did talk about it. We just did. We thought it was would be well received.
I guess I don't think that it was prominent that city-owned properties included marina and the front beach area of Ocean Boulevard. That was not part of our full conversation. And so, from that perspective, I think we talked about
sidewalks, and I mean we did.
Okay. But anyways, in the continued conversation on this, now that that has become more apparent to people, yes, I think that there are people who voted for this who may not and or would not vote for it if that remains in it.
So herein is the problem, the lack of backbone. We vote for something one week or against it, and we flip the next week. Interesting. Carol, you mentioned the beaches. What do you think is more important, the beaches or the water?
I think they're, I mean, I would love to see the ban, you know, I'd love to see the whole island, okay, but I'm trying to be realistic and see if we can take a baby step. And then maybe,
but still, you know, kind of remove this discussion. Just thinking.
I mean,
about,
I think they're equally as important. I think the beach is our greatest asset in terms of the number of people who are affected.
Here's a distinction.
You know what I mean?
Here's a distinction I'd make for you. The beach is a conduit to the cigarette butts getting into the water. It's an aesthetic issue on the beach. It's less a health issue. It is a health issue once in the water. That's the distinction I would offer.
I would say it's a health issue both ways. I mean, you're talking about toxic chemical leaching into our sand as well. That sand that kids are playing in.
It doesn't stay there enough time for it to leach, Susan. The tide washes it out.
There's plenty of cigarettes in the sand that have been there for a while. I mean,
perhaps, but as a percentage, the issue is getting into the water.
So are you talking about the marina?
No,
is
talking
that,
about
yeah.
every the beach
okay.
for this discussion.
Well, I mean, I think it's obvious that what gets littered on the beach is with the, when the tide rolls in and out, a lot of those cigarette butts that we're talking about are coming from the beach. May not be all of
That's
them.
Right.
But it
it's
is
a conduit.
Huge.
That's what I said.
It
it's
is a
conduit.
Huge percentage. So that if we're able to eliminate them from the beach, or we'll never truly eliminate them, but greatly reduce them from the beach, we are making a difference. Whereas if we, you know, continue with the piece about city-owned properties and we wind up with nothing, then we've
right.
made no difference.
Right. We have to try. I just feel like we need to try to do better.
Well, that's voted.
You know, that's...
We can make a significant contribution to eliminating cigarette litter that is getting into our oceans by doing this ordinance and restricting smoking on the beach. Otherwise, we may be left with nothing.
Right. All right, so we have a motion on the table to ban smoking on the beach and have it go into effect January of 2020. And we're going to leave it at that, right? Banning
right.
smoking on the beach.
And also to have that addressed on first reading at our upcoming meeting and second reading at our special meeting in December.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
One nay. All right. Is there any miscellaneous business at this final Public Works meeting?
It's been a pleasure to serve with our outstanding staff. Thank
it
you all for
been,
what
Robert,
you do.
It has been, Robert. Welcome aboard. I hope you really enjoy the public work.
He's getting his feet wet.
Yeah.
And we have, I will say, you know, this committee supported the addition of this position from the, you know, very beginning. And
did?
Yeah.
We didn't know it was Robert.
Yeah.
Now we're right. all over again.
And I think, you know, from looking at the report, you know, there's just so much work that wasn't being done and at no fault of anybody.
Yeah,
but we're just so glad that, you know, that we got this position approved and in place, and even happier that Robert joined
yes.
our. We moved Robert from
right.
one family to the other.
Is Norma
and
Jean happy?
She's no,
still happy.
She's not.
And, you know, and y'all, next year will be, you know, with all the drainage projects coming down, it's going to be a busy, busy time. So
I can say that every week mm-hmm. that passes, mm-hmm. I've chose the right individual for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
In terms of the next meeting date, Chair,
yeah.
I had a discussion with the mayor about maintaining and keeping the same date for date and time of all the committee meetings onto next year, just for consistency. And because we're going to have the inauguration of the new council members elect on the 7th and an orientation on the 9th, we need to have all of the committee meetings in January, the week of the 13th. So the next meeting for the Public Works Committee will be Thursday, January 16th at 8 a.m.
Okay.
After January, we'll go back to the regular schedule of holding all of the meetings.
You got that?
Yeah. If I'm still on it.
All right. So Thursday, January 16th, 8 a.m. And is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All right. All in favor? Aye.
Thank you, guys.